Welcome back, everyone. Going into the second hour here of not drop frames. I don't know why I want to say drop frames, but I said it anyways. It's Balance Power Hour number 2, Dark Side, week 9. What's going on, Adam?
Well, we fade in from the break on a pretty crappy looking cantina. Is everybody going inside? Is that what's happening? Are you all like going in together? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gonna get a drink.
So yeah, we see you all come in, and we see these double doors, transparent, they're all grimy, these transparent double doors close behind you, and you all come in, and you've unsettled the alien that was asleep next to the door. So they like get up when you see them kind of moving away through the frosted glass. The inside of the place is like just dingy as heck. There's like, you know, an empty glass knocked over on one of the tables. It looks like it hasn't been cleaned in a while. There's no band playing. And in fact, the place itself seems, aside from the droid at the bar, seems pretty abandoned. There's nobody here. There's maybe some like canned, like tinny music playing over a speaker like built into the ceiling. And there are, you can see from here, there's like another room that leads out into the back. Sort of similarly shaped cantina.
Do I feel anything coming from the room?
Whoa, Sam, what happened to your audio?
What happened to it?
It's You're like, very, very loud.
It's like 7,000 gain out of nowhere. What'd you change? Your mic click sounds like thunder right now.
It boosted my mic up to 100.
There you go.
There's nothing during the break.
Welcome back to normal volume, everyone.
Yeah. So now that the blood has drained from my ears, the answer to that question is, you feel the power of the dark side is strong here. There's a sense of that. You could like stop and like try to like focus on it, but you can definitely feel it.
Let's do that.
Okay. All right. Let's have you roll a, let's see, let's take a look at your skills. Maybe your vigilance. Let's have you roll a vigilance check.
Okay.
And roll it against, I think three difficulty. I'm actually going to spend an upgrade. So three purple and one upgrade on that side.
Ooh. All right.
Okay. So you can't put your finger on exactly what it is. But yeah, something about it, you can feel like a sense of like excitement or tension, right? Something is like impelling you forward.
Right.
And you can get rid of one of your strain if you want with that advantage.
Cool.
Cool. So we see Belsa pause a moment when you first come in and kind of like you take a breath and let the sense of the place kind of like wash over you. The bartender droid, it's a sort of spindly gray metal kind of like rusted on one side, like droid's missing one of its eyes. It seems to notice you and kind of like turns and makes a jarring sound. It's obviously malfunctioning in some way, but it's trying to like welcome you. And it seems like its subroutines for like bartending seem broken. There's some kind of like problem with it, but it definitely like now notices that you walked in.
Cool. After I like pause for a while, can I want to turn to Otto and say, we need to check the back room. There's something here.
Now or as now. I get to it. Oh, so the second that she says like now, I basically just like go into a full on hasteful walk towards the back as close to running as possible. I don't draw a gun or anything. I kind of just like start walking back there and see if I get stopped at all.
Okay. The droid seems like it's going to try to say something or stop you, and it turns. It's like built into a rail that runs along the side of the bar. So it like turns and tries to move along the rail, and there's like a scraping sound and sparks come out of the bottom of it, but it doesn't stop you.
Okay. Yeah, I just start. If I can get to the back room, I get to the back room.
Okay.
Any opposition I come up against, let me know.
Yeah. So you go into the back room, and there's like a short hallway and a couple of doors. One of the doors leads into maybe like a storage room. You can see it's cracked open a little bit, and there's like some boxes or something back there. And then there's like an office to one side. So while Otto's doing that, where's everybody else at?
I'm probably near Theron, so just awaiting.
Oh, I go to the bar and just sort of do that, like, lean with your back against the bar, arms kind of like leaning back on the bar, kind of just staring at the door kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And just waiting to see what happens, because Theron really enjoys that Otto has an idea, considering every idea he's ever had so far has ended with stuff blowing up. So he is thrilled that this is his idea, and he doesn't have to do anything. He's just really appreciative of this free moment to enjoy his soldiers doing their job.
Okay. And Belsa, what are you doing while
those two? I'm kind of just still in the same spot, but my eyes are following Otto as he heads into the back room.
Okay. All right, yeah, Otto. You hear something in the like storage room get like knocked over, or like you think you see some movement. It's all very like kind of dark and shadowy back here.
So I can see into it. You said something got knocked over.
The door's cracked slightly. You hear like we get that kind of canned sound effect, like a metal object hitting around and like spinning around like the ring of a can, or like there's a metallic like clattering, like somebody knocked something over in the back room.
I'm trying to think if Otto would be smart about this or if he would just kick in the door. I guess Belsa, you outrank me, right?
No.
We're same rank?
Yeah.
You said now. Okay, so I'd go about it how Otto would go about it, and I would probably just like kick in the door.
Okay. Yeah, so the equivalent is like yanking the door open because they're sliding doors. But yeah.
Right. I just like... slam
the door
and
nothing happens.
Yeah, I kick the door and I'm like, oh, boom. It's a sliding door. Then I slide it.
So you pull the door aside. It gives after a little bit of pressure. And you can see, so this storage room actually has like a door in the floor, like a trap door that leads down into some sub basement where they would store stuff. But it looks like at some point, and all this visual information hits you at once, but you see the door, the trap door is open, it's been opened, but to do so, a seal, like a plastic seal, has been cut. The seal is this just big red like tape. And on the tape, you see like the Imperial, essentially the Imperial equivalent of the CDC, this like, you know, quarantine sticker that's like covering it, but it's been cut open. There's actually like a knife lying nearby and it's open. And we see that. The camera pans up to you and we see behind you, like crouched in the shadows, a vaguely like humanoid shape before there's a loud hissing and it leaps at you. And I think you turn as this thing like, jumps on you.
Okay. Are we rolling initiative? Am I trying to dodge? What are we doing here?
Well, let's have you roll your vigilance.
Okay.
Actually, we might as well just initiative for everybody because this isn't the only one of these things. Let me clear the...
So basically, I'm killing my old war buddy today.
Good thing. We'll see.
Run! Why don't you just run?
Is this
so?
Sorry, I know what these are. So I'm a big nerd. I'm appreciating how nerdy I am.
I'm kind of imagining the way you described it. I'm imagining the fucking Cornelius Jabba guy, whatever the fuck his name was.
Oh, Salacious Crumb.
Salacious Crumb, yeah, not Cornelius.
No, not
this
at all.
This thing is like an emaciated human-sized creature.
Okay,
its arms end in these sort of like three-fingered club-like appendages with big black claws, and it has a layer on its head where hair would normally be of like spines.
It's very ghoulish. It's a very ghoulish creature.
It's a ghoulish creature. I would definitely say that. Yeah.
Oh man.
So, because it's unexpected, the role is using vigilance, I think, or cool. I can't remember which one. Unexpected. Yes, you're rolling vigilance for initiative. And I'll get everybody to okay. do that.
And that's under, where is Vigilant located?
Should be under combat. There's a little like, yep. flag. Or,
yeah. Cool. So it's just, I just roll that with no modifiers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. I rolled real well.
Okay. All right. Oops, sorry. I got to get rid of mine. Roll that again. There we go.
Wait, are we rolling too?
Yeah. Just everybody go ahead and roll. Roll your vigilance. Okay. Against no difficulty. You can just roll it in the initiative.
Did I roll it wrong?
Nope. Yeah. There's not supposed to be any difficulty in there. So just make sure your pool is clear before you roll your initiative.
I'm a noob.
Damn. Belsa, two nice yellows? Work. Jesus.
Yep.
Belsa's very vigilant.
Very vigilant.
Okay. So,
well, I mean, to be fair, you're the one that knew it was somewhere else. Just kidding.
I mean, I was going to send myself.
Well, I mean, yeah, because you and Theron can't shoot to save your lives, so.
Oh, I'm staying at the bar. Theron will not move in this fight at all. I'm going to order a drink and just be like, enjoy, and not do a damn thing. Every time I fight, I nearly kill one of you. I'm done.
We've only got two fighters in this team.
Oh, Otto, you need to re-roll yours because you rolled with difficulty. Yours doesn't count.
Oh, why did it do? Because is that because I still had something?
And you still had the purple. The purple in your pool. Yeah, go ahead and roll again.
Okay, there we go. Okay, cool.
That's better. Okay, all right. So two people can roll. I think Belsa, you feel, so the way all this happens, everybody hears a noise. You hear this like hissing sound and more like clattering from the back. And then Belsa, you feel a sudden that sort of like surge of, it's like a head rush almost of like dark side power. Not only like the emotions of the people around you, kind of this ambient, but like something powerfully attached to the dark side, like suddenly just kind of like washes over you. And you get kind of like a brief high from that feeling. And then anybody can go. We need two PCs before the Rakbul gets to attack.
I'm assuming Otto's gonna go.
Yeah. He did just, yeah, you should go first.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna...
Would it be like half a move or something to like just see what the fuck I'm up against? Do I know this?
So you could spend a maneuver to do something like that if you wanted to.
I think tactically I will assess the situation to see what the fuck I'm up against so I know what to do in terms of putting myself in a better situation than one where a thing is leaping at me and it might be a small child or it might be like I have no idea what the fuck this is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So for your maneuver, you want to just like make a perception check and like look around?
Yeah.
Figure out what's going on? Okay,
yeah.
Sure. Go ahead and do that with two purple.
Okay, two purple. And perception, this will go well. Told you. Wait. Oh, because I didn't click out. I'm rerolling.
Yep.
Hey, even better.
There you go. Okay, so take
my strain goes back up to 8.
Yeah, you're like...
I'm so stressed out, you guys. I need to get a drink.
Yeah, you've never seen anything like this before. It looks like it's... vaguely human, but you do see the like sharp teeth and the big claws, and yeah, it just like leaps out. It was waiting for you, like hiding behind some boxes, and it leaps out to attack you. You also, like casting a look around as this thing is like leaping on you, you can see more of them coming up from the hole in the ground.
Oh shit!
The trapdoor.
Okay. I mean, how many more? Like, do I just see claws upon claws?
Exactly. You see like a hand reaching up and like grabbing, like pulled itself out. You can see like their faces and stuff in the hole. There's at least three more, but maybe more than that behind them.
Okay. And then there's no patrons in the bar, right? It's
no, with the drawers. Yeah.
Okay. So I do that, and then if you'll let me, I basically scream. I don't know the names of these things.
No, I don't think any, it's sort of fairly terrorist specific.
Okay. Yeah. So then I just basically scream like ambush, I guess. Mm-hmm. I just scream ambush.
And we hear that, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I immediately like
Well, so Otto, before Lena, you can go next if you want to, but Otto, you can still do something, right? Like, you took your maneuver to, like, look around and shout, like, ambush, and then if you want to, like, get a weapon out or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That.
No, I will, what do I, so I, let me, I got to look at my items real quick. Combat. So I have a blaster pistol and a blaster rifle, so I would guess I would pull out my blaster pistol since it's the easiest thing to wield at this speed. And just start. My goal is to start shooting and running down the hall to get with the rest of the group.
Okay. All right. So,
with the intent of moving before shooting, if possible.
Yeah. So I guess here's the thing: you can run, or you can take out your weapon. If you run, you can disengage and then start running to short range. But these things are pretty fast, so it might just jump on your back.
Can I just pause? Mm-hmm. Before y'all start thinking about close range combat, Rackles can infect you with claw scratches or bites or all that shit, and then in 48 hours you become a Rackle. So before you run in thinking you're going to punch a dude to death, just rewind, realize what will happen to you. I will shoot you in the head if you become a Rackle. You're welcome.
I mean, I'm running. I don't think we should even know any more information than that. So don't ask a question, Poggin.
Okay. All right. So you're gonna run for it. So rather than like grabbing your pistol or anything, so you want to spend an action to disengage from this creature and then try to move.
Yeah, because I would see the creature as feral, right? It's not.
Oh yeah, it's gonna try to chew you up.
Yeah. So being that it's a feral creature, my goal is to get back to the group. And then barricade us somehow, somewhere, and then fight that way.
Do you want to spend 2 strain to make another maneuver, or are you just gonna like back away so it can't just immediately grab you?
I'll probably. What happens when I hit 12 strain?
If you hit your threshold, you pass out.
Oh, that's probably. Well, the other thing is I could get hit for some strain.
Yeah, they can't cause strain by attacking you, but you can take strain when you act, right?
Oh, okay. So yeah, I won't use extra strain then. I'm just going to try to run.
Okay.
Oh, right. Wait. I'm sorry. Did metagaming. Did Otto roll a check to see if he knew what it was?
No, his perception check was to like look around. If somebody wanted to make on first sight as a maneuver, if they wanted to make an outer rim check, then I could be like, now your character knows things about Rackwolves.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he would know. So I guess it doesn't make
knows,
sense.
He just knows.
I
mean, I made the
initial thing without knowing what it is because you told us after that. So I'm still doing that same goal. So I'm not metagaming it.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, so you're going to basically perform several maneuvers, but you're not gonna use the extra one.
Correct.
For strain? Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so you're running back towards the group.
Great.
And
will I get there next turn?
No, you've got to run another full action because to go to medium to long it takes 2 maneuvers.
Mm, okay. Gotcha.
Okay, so while Otto is running full speed back towards you, you can hear his boots on the floor. Somebody else can go before the Rackles go.
Can I like go into defensive, like run one to long range and then go into like defensive stance?
You want to run towards them?
Well, I mean, are we gonna like just straight up try to run away completely?
Well, you have armor and shit, so like
yeah,
you could probably
I have armor.
Handle it.
And it's
I don't
not
know.
In sexy mode, so I don't have much like revealed right now. I mean, I would say out of all the people that should be like the brunt of the force, it would have to be me because no one else is really geared for it.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
I think you need to. Someone should go help him.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go to medium. I'm just going to go to long range. So that way, like, if they manage to, like, catch up to him, then I'll be there and I can take a swing. You moved Belsa.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I was having trouble clicking on my person. And can I have, like, some sort of... Is there, like, a tray or a table or something that I could, like, throw down as soon as Otto, like, passes me, so that way it'll be a, like a mild barrier.
Yeah, I mean you can find cover. There's lots of like cover. Yeah, I want to
like sort of like either put a barrier or an object between us, so they have a, like a little bit of a slowdown.
Okay. Let me see how many maneuvers it costs to get from extreme to long range.
Okay.
Let's see. One maneuver for free, suffer two strain to get a second. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so from extreme, yeah, it's two maneuvers. So you have to suffer two strain if you want to get to long range.
Do it, you're full.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay, so suffer two strain. You start running towards towards Otto. That's two maneuvers, and then you have an action, and you want to use your action to...
I want to grab something that I can throw down as soon as Otto passes me.
Okay, and the intention here is just to create something to hide behind?
Yeah, a barrier of sorts.
Okay.
At least a temporary one.
Sure. Okay, yeah, so you can get behind cover.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right, so the rack ghouls... they begin emerging from the hole. So they're going to maneuver, let's see, one maneuver to short, and then short to medium is another maneuver, I think. These ones emerge from the hole, and then a few more start coming up too. Okay, so you can hear more like howling and hissing coming from the from the other room, and you see Otto kind of like come out into the main bar, and yeah, there are these like things like loping after him, you know, their claws clicking on the floor, like digging into the door frame as they burst out into the main bar area. So let's slide the whole thing over so Otto is kind of in the middle. There we go. Okay, so now Lana and Otto have gone. So the other two, you guys got to go in whatever order you want.
I can get to engage in short, right?
Well, you've already gone. So,
oh, right. Yeah, sorry.
Theron and Velsa have to go.
Theron, I imagine just like. Does like a down because he knew none of this was going to equal good, and he stands up from the bar and sort of makes his way behind Velsa and just like doesn't even try to fight, just sort of like, all right, and just like goes and stands behind Velsa and waits to see what happens.
Okay.
You can't. Fuck. You should be like, well, whatever.
You can still take actions, right? You can maneuver, right? That's no problem. And then you can do another thing.
Yeah, I'll do a check to see if I know what it is, what okay. These things are. Someone has to.
Yeah, make a knowledge outer rim check with three purple.
Outer rim check with three purple.
Yeah, because it's pretty local specific.
I don't know that I'll get this, but okay. Outer rim.
Oop. Okay.
I can't figure out what they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is,
it's like whenever Professor X gets like mind fucked in X-Men.
Yeah,
he's like,
that's what you just did.
So you take a bunch of strain, they're monsters, they're horrifying monsters, and they're going to eat you, and you're going to have nightmares about them for weeks. But no, you don't know specifically what these monstrosities are or where they came from.
All right.
Belle, what are you going to do?
Belle just pulls out her blaster pistol, and she sighs and says, this could be problematic. And then it's kind of like pitches up against the bar, with her gun pointing down the hallway.
Okay. Do you want to? Are you aiming, or do you want to like take a shot? You can shoot.
I'm gonna aim.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't have to do anything to aim, but if you take two aim actions, just remember when you do shoot, you've got two blue dice to add to your.
Yeah, I mean, I have to aim because I can't hit shit. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you pull out your pistol and close one eye and start looking up the shot. And then when you fire, you'll get two blue dice.
Is green the strain, by the way, on a character?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Cool.
So we're back to the top of the round. So any two PCs can go. It could be Belsa again, or
yeah, I want to try to from engaged to short. Is that one maneuver?
It's not even a maneuver. I just put you at engaged. Engaged is a part of the short band. So you can move between those two without making a maneuver.
So in terms of my goal right now is to either get to the door to leave to create a funnel. And make sure that these things can only attack us. And I assume they're going to go through the windows and stuff like that. But I want to try to like funnel these things to us. So how far back do I need to move to do that?
The doorway is kind of like, if we use this map as it stands, the doorway is sort of like right behind you. So you're kind of in the doorway now.
Oh.
Okay. And then the hall. Yeah, the hall is behind you.
Oh, so all of them are still in that hall?
Yeah, they're chasing you into the main bar.
So
my plan is to like whenever you get out, I'm gonna put the table down so they have to like maneuver over it as well.
Right. So then yeah, I probably will like whatever it's called when you like saddle over a table and then throw the table back and then try to land like a badass with my fucking sand thrower? No. Sandblast. What the fucking is the name of my weapon?
Slug thrower
rifle. Yeah, sorry, I went swan song for a second. The slug thrower rifle, and just like get ready to take a shot at the first thing that comes around.
Cool. Okay.
So whatever I need to roll that, because I don't know what that is.
I mean, I don't think you have to roll. Like, it's a maneuver with like a little color. You're getting into a prepared cover, so that's part of your maneuver. I'll put you behind the table, and then you can aim or you can take a shot if you want.
I would like to, do I still have a full maneuver round or a full round?
You've maneuvered behind cover, which is your one maneuver. If you want to maneuver again, like aim, it costs you two strain, but you still have an action. So you can still take a shot.
I'll take a shot and then I'll aim next round. So I want to take a shot with the slug thrower rifle.
Okay. You actually haven't taken like you haven't readied a weapon or anything yet, so I guess actually that would be the other thing you have to do.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then I ready my slug thrower rifle.
Okay, so you play your slug thrower rifle, get it ready to go. Okay, all right. Who's gonna go next?
I'm the one that dropped the table, but I think I should wait because if they start coming through, they're next, and I want to be able to like.
If you don't drop the table as your turn right now, then they get to.
Wait, I thought I. Automatically drop the table when he ran.
Yeah, through. You and Otto are behind the like table barrier that you've created.
Yeah, I'm already behind it. I guess I need to prepare my weapon too, don't I? I need to bring out my sword. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna pull out my sword. And is there a way, like, how do I go into defensive stance?
So you have the defensive on your weapon.
Yeah.
Like no matter what, it always gives you that bonus.
Okay.
As long as you're fighting with it, because it's a weapon you can use defensively.
Explain real quick what like that means.
Yeah, sure. So what's the tag on the weapon called?
Question.
Yeah, it's one of the like special qualities of the vibro sword.
I think wasn't it just called defense one?
Yeah, or defensive one, something like that. It increases your ranged or increases your melee defense by the defensive rating. Okay. On that weapon. So if it's defensive one, as long as you're fighting in melee, you get one. I add one black die to anyone who attacks you.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'm just gonna wait and be ready because there's no point in me shooting.
Okay.
So.
All right. Cool. So the Rakuls bust into the room, and immediately start like. I mean, not really looking around because they don't really have eyes. The front of their face is just kind of like a scarred mass. But their little like spines stand up and they're kind of like huffing at the air. And and then they rush in and start like climbing over the table and trying to get at the two of you.
Okay.
So that's a thing that happens.
All right. So Theron and Belsa, you guys better do some good.
So Theron... because he's fully given up on trying to shoot things, jumps behind the counter and tries to make a Molotov cocktail of some sort.
Okay, you want to try to improvise a grenade?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you can make a, I guess it'd be like a mechanics roll for this.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. See how effective it is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead and roll. Roll that. We'll say difficulty 2 with the material that you've got.
Great.
We're real. You know.
I can't.
So you get behind the bar. So I'll give you cover there. So you run behind the bar and you grab it and you like start looking for something in like the bottle. Like it's the first one's empty and the second one, like it spills, you drop it on the floor and it like spills whatever the booze that's in it. And yeah, you can't scavenge together material to make that weapon.
Great.
So Belsa, do you want to take a shot?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're at medium range for basically all of these, but you'll have a penalty if you attack any of the ones that are engaged with your friends.
Right.
So you can attack one of these ones that's emerging from the door. If you want.
I think I'll attack one of the ones emerging from the doorway.
Okay. All right. So difficulty is 2 purple, but make sure you add 2 blue and then go ahead and make your combat roll.
Please don't suck. We need something good to happen.
Please don't despair. End up hitting us.
Yeah, seriously.
All right.
Okay. You hit with your blaster pistol. All right.
Take it.
Okay. Does 6 damage. All right. So you fire at one of them. It howls in pain. There's a splash of this kind of like purplish blood that splatters on the wall. And the thing staggers, but doesn't go down. So back to the top of the turn order, anybody can go. Oh, also you have a maneuver if you want to do something else, Belsa, cause you fired once and then
I'm like in cover behind the boss. So I'm good.
No, you haven't taken cover yet. You can, if you want to though, that can be your other maneuver.
I'll take cover then if I can.
I would love to go if that's okay.
Yeah. Me and you can both go. Or wait.
Yeah.
So the thing about cover is that it's really useful against people firing missile weapons at you, but like these 4 rat ghouls, they're climbing over the table or like running around the side of it. It doesn't the cover won't help either of you.
Well, but melee is great for me, so
yeah, you're in your element when you're in melee, so
hopefully it's great for me.
Hopefully, yeah.
Do you want to go first or me? Otto.
We'll let you fail first.
Okay, I'm gonna fail first, so I'm gonna roll to hit the guys nearest me. What's the difficulty?
The difficulty is 2
purple.
2 purple, yep. And I'm gonna spend a dark side point to upgrade it.
Joking, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I got lots of them. I gotta use them. There you go.
It's just an upgrade, right?
Yeah, so an upgrade on the enemy
side.
Do I get
anything? Because this is my mode.
I don't know. No, you get to roll the dice and maybe attack one of them. There you go. All right. So it's got Pierce 2, does plus 2 damage. So what's your brawn?
3.
Okay, so it does 5, 6, 7. Does 8 damage. Ignores 2 points of their soak. So much more effective than a blaster shot. And yeah, actually you kill one of them.
Nice.
So one of the ones that's like climbing up over the table, I think you lash out at it and you cut through like it's the joint of its elbow and into its chest. And then it falls to the side. But the other one is like climbing over top to come and get at you.
So I just like nick them or something.
You've killed one, but these things don't fight as minions. They don't fight as a group. Yeah. They're fighting in their individual units.
Okay, and yeah. I'm going to pass advantage to Otto.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah,
okay, so Otto, you want to go?
Yeah, so last round I used my... I want to use my blaster rifle. Fuck this. Well, stock door is like such a cool weapon, though. but the blaster rifle does better damage. I'll use my... Do I get any penalty for using a blaster rifle in short range?
Yes. Yeah. If you're trying to use a missile weapon of any kind while you're engaged with foes, it costs you. I think it's an upgrade on theirs. Let's see.
So that's any medium to long range?
The difficulty increases. So what's your weapon you're using? Heavy or light?
Both of them are heavy.
Okay, so it's +2 difficulty. So if you wanted to shoot at either the guys attacking you or either the other ones, it goes up by 2 dice in terms of difficulty.
Okay, well, I'll use my blaster pistol then because that's range. That's a range light weapon. That's only 1.
Okay, so you want to toss aside your slug thrower and pull your pistol and shoot it once?
Yeah, I realize that like this thing's right in front of me. It's going to be a really hard shot, so I just pull out my pistol.
Okay, all right. So it's... normally 1 difficulty at short range, but it's increased to 2 difficulty. So
two purples. Two purple. Okay. Yep. I want to use a destiny point to shoot this thing. So
buy yourself an upgrade. Okay.
Yeah. So use that. Use 1 upgrade. And here is the only 2 purples, right?
Yeah. 2 purple.
All right. Here's the blaster pistol roll. Nice.
Oh,
hey, good work.
Nice. Okay. I fucking got 1 more strain though. God damn it.
Yeah, you're slowly getting worn down. All right. So you deal it 6, 7 damage.
Wait, seven and not 9?
You inflict a crit. Well, because it's 6 for the damage.
And then it's only 1 more damage because of the triumph.
Because of the success, yeah. And then the triumph causes a crit.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna deal 1 of them some damage. So okay, and then you can roll another blue die just on its own because Lana gave you 1 from her action.
Oh right, okay. Nothing.
Okay, so it doesn't. Lana, her help is not helpful. Cool. Okay, so I'll roll a critical injury for this particular rack roll, and then I'll make a note.
So no, I have 9 strain. 9 strain at the moment, Chad.
Out of 12?
Yes. Okay. I'm 3 away from passing out and being mincemeat for these things.
Yeah, rat ghoul food. Okay. So let's see. Critical. Here we go. All right. So this rat ghoul is staggered and can't perform an action on the next turn. Nice.
Hey.
Okay. So one of these rat ghouls is hurt and can't attack you. So what does that look like? They're like one of them's climbing up over the table. You pull your weapon out. The other one's like rushing around the side of the table. Which one do you shoot and why is it staggered?
One is coming around the table. One's already here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of them's like climbing, one of them's like scrambling up the side of the table to jump on you, and the other one is like dodging around you.
I think I shoot the one that is climbing up the table, and it basically just like it gets hit, and I like shoot it's one of its appendages, and it just falls down the table and basically has to climb back up.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, and it staggers back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So it wastes its action doing
or,
that.
Or okay. I mean, it's a blaster pistol, so there would be some. In Star Wars lore, if you get hit by a blaster pistol, you basically fly 300 feet. So totally. It gets like slammed against the wall behind it, mm-hmm. back like over here, and then totally it has to like run back at me.
Yeah. Totally appropriate. So you just like fire into its chest, and the thing goes falling. And then
much like the screaming of Sharon, it's Theron! Because like, he's over there just like making a drink from what Otto can see.
Yeah, totally. Making himself a martini.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm not even bothered by that because last time I've almost been shot twice by him, so
Yeah.
Okay. So let's resolve the 2 that can attack you. So each of you will get attacked once, and then the other 2 I'll move them. So Otto, you get attacked by 1 of the rack ghouls. The other one is injured and can't attack.
Okay.
That's nice. So it's a difficulty of 2. Pop that in my pool.
And I have, there's no, what do I tell you here?
I don't need to know anything from you because you don't have defensive. You don't have a defensive thing. I'll ask you your soak if I hit.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and I'm gonna be a jerk. I'm gonna upgrade this because I want to hit you because it's fun. There we go. Okay. There we go. And
hey.
So despite my upgrade, I rolled real poorly and just got advantage. So I just want to see. These guys have a linked ability that I need to check and see if it allows me to make a second. But I think I have to hit with the first hit. Let's see.
Now we've got all the dice.
Link, deal an additional hit to the target. Okay, yeah. So I do need to hit you to be able to do that. Okay,
cool.
That's fine. Okay, so the Rakghoul, the first one, I think is, yeah, it's like clawing at you, and you manage to like fall back far enough that it's just basically like moving forward and trying to grab you at the same time, but can't get at you. And I'm gonna spend these three advantage to pass along. An advantage to the next one. And I'm going to attack Lana.
And I have the defense one.
Yes, so you've got defense one and two of those. And I've got an advantage die from his friend. And I'll upgrade this one too. Because I got the points, I might as well use them. There we go. All right, buy myself an upgrade. And here we go. Hold on. I'm looking at your character sheet, Lana, not my own. All right, Rakghouls. Perfect. Okay. Okay. All right. So,
guys.
I'm about to get.
Hi, Lana.
Let me add. Hold on, I gotta add that. I gotta roll that one little one black die. Okay, so it takes a strain. So,
oh god,
it takes two strain.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Can we get some cheers for Pocket to come back to life?
So you take. What's your armor? What's your like your soak?
My soak is 5.
Okay, so this thing has pierce 1, so your soak is 4. So you take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Take 8 damage.
8.
Yep. But I don't get to invoke a crit or do a linked attack or anything because I only just got it's just one very solid swipe from the from the ghoul. So so you kill one of them, but you can't fight both of them at the same time, and the other one leaps at you from the side and like, knocks you back. And just like digs one of its claws like right into your armor, and so like crumples the shoulder plate a little bit. And I don't know, do you like shout in pain or do you grit your teeth? What does it look like?
I kick it if I can, just like trying to. I start flailing, trying to get it off of me.
Okay,
so I will. I'm not gonna like.
Jesus. Shout in pain.
I will put your name on the list of people who have been hurt by a Rakghoul. And then the other two ghouls, they come rushing in.
Damn it.
And leap on you, but they don't get to attack this turn. Okay, so Belsa or Theron, what are you gonna do?
Theron is fucking.
I don't wanna let Mr. Molotov play out.
Yeah,
throw a Molotov on the 5 Rakghouls, then have your fucking two buddies in melee range. That's a good idea. Great. Fucking, why don't you go blow up a building while you're at it, Theron? It sounds like a good one,
too. Theron completely and totally is just, like, in full, like, fuck this mode, and pulls out his blaster, and so the floor's covered with alcohol, yeah, where I'm at?
Yeah, there's, like, a spill there.
Can I jump back over the counter and shoot at the Sparky droid? So that he, like, moves back across, like, sparks on the floor kind of deal?
Yeah, I mean, what's your intent? What do you want?
I want to burn this place down and run is what I want to do. I don't want to be here. I want to be like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah, you want to
start. There's no way we're winning this. Yeah.
You want to start a fire?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, sure. Okay, so that would be. I mean, you can just fire at just fire at the ground. It'll start a fire, right?
Oh, I can. Oh, all right. Well, then fuck it. Yeah, I'll fire at the ground. But I want to be jumping over the counter while firing.
Okay. I mean, the counter right now is separating you from the counter's there. It's separating you and your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be moving towards them?
Well, I mean,
the exit. The exit's like over here.
Hold on, let me look. Yeah. I mean, I wanna set the counter ablaze or the behind the counter ablaze and just be like, let's go. We can't win.
Okay. Sounds good. And then you're gonna run for the door.
I mean, I'm gonna run and try to, you know, I don't know, do something to help in some way. But I mean, right now I just want to start a fire so that there's another distraction for. I imagine Rakghouls would be like, "What the shit?" And you know, stop. Have a brief moment of stop focusing on us.
Oh, what's that fire? Oh, that was cool.
Special effects, man. It's happening.
That's the new bits thing in Roll 20. Adam would like to announce.
Bits.
It's so exciting. Fire everywhere. All right. So, cool. All right. So you want to light the fire to try to like distract them or like temporarily like get their attention?
Yeah. I mean, we need to burn this place down because fucking Rakghouls. But at the same time, we need to do something, and shooting them's not working. So we have to run and we need a distraction for when we run.
Aren't we supposed to be meeting someone here in a while?
This was a setup, dude. The dude just literally, Otto's friend was like, hey, go to this CDS bar filled with Rakghouls. No, he did not. No, this guy was not our friend and we shouldn't have even done this. And so we have to leave now.
No, it'll be fine. Later when you guys all meet up with him, he's gonna be like, oh, I didn't even know it was full of Rakghouls. It's so embarrassing for me.
Yeah, my bad. I had no clue.
That was embarrassing. No, known Rakghoul
bar.
Okay.
So yeah. Guys,
so let's have you roll. I guess let's just have it. I'll force a roll, a cool roll on their part to see if they're distracted by your attempt. I'll give it an average difficulty. We'll call it two. So Rakghouls, let's see how cool they are.
How cool are Rakghouls? This is defining right here. How cool are they?
How cool are they?
How cool
I don't actually know if they can succeed. Depending, I'll have to roll really, really well. Oh, Rakghouls, you're not cool at all. Well, actually, they succeeded. It stresses them out, but they succeeded. So you inflict, I'll say you inflict two strain on all of the nearby Rakghouls. So they all look up suddenly when they see the fire. But it doesn't stop them from the immediate meal in front of them. And then you wanted to move, right? You wanted to move towards the door?
Yeah, and shout and shout that we need to go.
Okay, all right. So you won't get there now, but you can, unless you want to spend two strain and get to the door this turn.
Never mind. That's just my overall strain threshold. Sorry.
Yeah. Do you want to spend two?
I was going to try and use grit, but I already have grit. So yeah, I'll spend strain. I have 14. Okay. So F it.
Okay. So yeah, spend the two and then you're at long range.
All right.
Yeah. So the door is basically separating long from extreme range at this point. And you run up to the door. And who is going next? You like arrive at the door at the end of your turn.
Well, the only person that hasn't gone is Belsa, right?
That's right. Yeah. So Belsa, you gotta go.
All right. Can the Rakghouls move away from Otto just without him getting a free attack?
They have to disengage as part of their move, but yeah, they're not doing that yet.
So Belsa takes a second shot at the one she wounded.
Okay. Sure.
So I'm just going to attempt to fire at the one I wounded previously.
Okay. So difficulty is two, but you're firing into an existing melee. So it's one upgrade. And I'm going to spend a dark side point.
I'm going to spend a light side point, bitch.
Do it.
Whoa.
I dare you. Whoa.
All right. So spend the point. So the difficulty is two purple with two upgrades on the bad side, and then one upgrade on your side.
Okay. Good luck.
Good luck.
Is that like a Star Fox thing right there?
What? I think it is.
It was. Yes, it was.
Well, okay. All right. So,
what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, am I the only good person here?
I hit someone.
You don't hit. You're like,
you got hit for 7,000 damage. Your hit is mute.
Excuse me, it was 8 and I have 17 threshold, so... Okay.
So you fire, you miss, and the whole process gives you one strain.
Yeah.
And you can still maneuver or whatever.
As I'm firing, I'm kind of like backpedaling already. Mm-hmm. And then I just turn and like run for the exit.
No wonder you missed. You're backpedaling.
Okay. That's a terrible looking fire. Okay, so you're on your way to long... Yeah, you're going to spend the two strain? Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. So the beginning of the next turn, anybody can go. You can do it in whatever order.
I would love to go.
And the fire starts to spread. It's burning.
Can I like push these guys off and run?
Yeah. So you can use a maneuver to disengage, and then you can use another maneuver to move, and that would get you to medium range. It would cause them to have to chase you.
Can I move even further than that? Like if I use a strain?
Your maximum you can do is get between medium and long range for 2 strain. Yeah.
I would love to spend whatever I need to get as far away as possible. All right, take
2 strain.
Okay.
And you turn and run.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The ghouls scrabble after you, but you manage to break free. Maybe slash at them as you run, and then start to take off. Next slot, who's gonna go?
So that was your move. Okay, so I have 3 guys.
This can be anybody that goes now.
Yeah, so I would probably want to disengage towards the exit, right?
Yeah, I mean you can do the same thing. Sure.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, is disengage towards the exit. And I can move the same distance, right? Like right there?
Yeah, if you spend 2 strain.
You mean...
No, I'm looking at my... I would, I'm thinking, Sam. All right? Let me think.
Is really close, black out? You? Is you that close? To
black oh, actually, out? Actually, that's true. I forgot that engaged is... it's not a separate thing. It's part of short. So, Lana, take back your 2 strain.
Oh, okay.
Because you can, unless you want to spend it and move to long.
I want to get as far. Yeah. I okay. Get
yeah. So keep the strain and go there. So, so Otto, it's 1 to disengage, and then 1 more to get you to medium range, and then another 2 to get as far as long. So 2 strain.
I kind of want to pull a thing in like Titanic where I'm just like, Theron, come closer. Come closer, Theron, and then just pass out.
Nope.
I mean, I'm gonna get fucking attacked by 3 of them. So it's 1 strain if I want to disengage in general.
No, so you can disengage as 1 action.
Oh, one action.
That's a maneuver. It puts you at short range with the ghouls. So it's a maneuver. Disengage is a maneuver, and then you can buy yourself another maneuver.
Okay, well, I don't want to get any extra strain. So I want to disengage, and then if I can I shoot as well?
Yes, yeah, and then you're not engaged.
Yeah, so disengage, and then I want to use a blaster pistol again.
Okay.
And I will use a light side.
Same target?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it's only 1. Difficulty just 1 now because you disengaged.
Okay. So I will use a light side point for 1 upgrade. And then how many? It's 1 black or 1 purple?
1, yeah, 1 purple.
And that's it?
Yeah, it's the only difficulty.
Do I have any advantage from anyone?
No, it doesn't look like it.
You just got the 1 upgrade from the place.
Right, okay. Here is the blaster pistol shot. God damn it.
Okay.
Why do I have a black? Why is there a black?
Yeah, just get rid of the black die and reroll it.
I don't have a black in there. What the? It says 0.
Let me, I can clear everybody's pool if I clear the dice pool. No, that should clear it. Let's try her again.
Why is it rolling that?
Weird. I don't know. Let me take a look at your character sheet. Auto.
I mean, that was a really good roll, but if I take 2 more fucking strain.
Okay, well, let's, because that's the thing. The strain is really important for this character. So if you didn't have that, you'd have.
This is my character sheet, looks like that.
Yeah. I don't see it on there.
Should I relog, maybe?
Let me clear it.
Okay, now it reset everything. So let me put 1 upgrade and 1 purple and try that.
Okay. Let me try one more time.
I'm just making sure I don't have any...
I'm not sure where that black is coming from. It might be something else that's causing it, but...
It's still doing it.
Yeah, super weird.
That one negated it, so maybe it's fine.
That roll, though!
Yeah.
You tell me, let's like...
We'll just go with that roll.
Okay.
I'll figure it out next time we take
2 free rolls, man. That's 2 amazing rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you shoot at the same one, right? That you were firing at before.
Okay.
And you deal 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 damage. And they soak some of it, but not enough. Yeah, so you blast that one.
Great.
Cool.
I'm just seeing if there's a reason for the weapon to roll that. Like, what if I roll this? See, that one, I think it has something to do with the weapon. I think something I set up in the pistol is
Okay, the pistol's got some. Okay, I'll take a look at it when we take a break next time.
Is it maybe because the condition is minor?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. If the pistol is damaged, yeah, it's adding the black die because your pistol's got some damage.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, you told us those two weapons were minor. Okay.
That's right. Cool. Okay. So you turn, you shoot, you kill one of the rat ghouls, and then instead of five of them attacking you, only four of them do.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, and, wait, I didn't have any advantage there. I had advantage the round prior, but I don't have any now.
So y'all see, as you run for the exit, you see Otto turn, starting to run, fires back, kills one of the ghouls as it's like climbing up the table, and then the other four just like pincer on him, and they just like leap forward, snarling and slashing. So let's make some attacks. The rat ghouls, I've got four of them attacking. You don't have any defensive bonuses, so it's just two, so I'm just gonna roll four.
All I have is soak one for my heavy clothing.
Okay. It's one plus whatever your brawn is, so.
Oh, for soak?
Yeah, your soak should be your brawn plus your armor.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. So the first ghoul, well, I'll just roll. Oh, hold on.
Hey, get fucked.
Well, this isn't rolling their attacks. It's just rolled their difficulty. Shit. I know. I'm sorry. It's exciting, though.
Guys, right, we didn't take the four advantage roll. We took this roll.
Two.
Oh, my three, God. Every single one hit except the final four. One. They got advantage. Okay. Great.
All right.
Great.
So
I'm definitely going down.
The first one.
Fallout Boy just walked into the bar and they're seeing how I'm going down.
The first one.
Is this more than you bargained for?
Exactly.
The first one hits you with a claw and deals you 10 minus your soak in damage. They've got Pierce 1, so your soak is 1 less than usual.
So I'm at 7 wounds from that strike.
Sure. Okay. The next one does 6, 7, 8, 9 minus your soak, but 1 less.
9 minus soak.
What's your soak?
So 6. So now I'm at 13. So I'm at 13 of 13 wounds. So I pass out, right?
Okay. So when you hit your threshold, yes, you're knocked unconscious when you exceed it, and immediately suffer a critical injury.
Great. Let's bring, you know.
So pop open your character sheet. And on the first page? Yeah, yep. The very first page under character info.
Okay.
There's roll critical.
Yep.
So just click that once.
All right. Lower is better.
Yes, lower is better.
How does a 7?
okay. So
act during last allied initiative slot on next turn.
Next turn. Okay. Yeah. But you're unconscious. So that's your first crit. And then the second attack does. Let's see, when wounds exceed it, you track the number of wounds you've exceeded the threshold up to twice the wound threshold.
So I can go up to 26.
Yeah, but you're unconscious. It's just for tracking healing.
Mm.
And then when you take a critical injury, each injury increases. These things are vicious too as well. So that's 7 is actually, get rid of that crit. You need to reroll it because it adds 20 to the crit that you roll.
What?
So, yeah, heal that crit and reroll, but with a plus 20 to the roll.
Heal.
There's an off little offset.
Okay, yeah. So now critical roll offset is 20.
Yes.
All right. I swear to God, if I roll like 100, I'm gonna flip out. Well, 106. Horrific injury.
Okay.
Theron. This is your fault.
Roll a d10.
To determine one wounded characteristic. All right. Yeah. Well, chat can read it. 7. Okay. So I lose intellect? Yes.
It's your intellect. Yep.
So I lose 1 intellect?
Temporarily, until you heal this wound. Yeah, your intellect is treated as 1 lower.
Okay.
How do I temporarily add
that? Oh, it just tracks it? Okay.
Yeah, that was the first two rat ghouls. The third rat ghoul deals you 6, 7, 8. It deals 9 Again, minus the same amount.
God damn.
9 minus 3.
Oh my
god. Yeah, so you take another 6.
So I'm still at 13. Or was that the third one that just attacked?
This was the third one that just did that.
Oh, so I'm at 19 then.
Yes, yeah, you're continuing to climb past your threshold.
Yeah.
And then let's see, so you rolled D100. Here you go. Yeah, so you add another 10. So on this crit, add 30 to the roll.
Oh, I'm getting crit again?
Every time you take a hit now, once you're past your threshold, it's always a crit.
Jesus Christ. All right, here's the second crit with critical roll offset of 30.
Yeah, offset of 30.
Oh, God.
61. Add one setback die to all skill checks until end of encounter. What is a setback die? Is that a...
It's the black one.
Yeah. All right, I'll just put a tick up there.
Okay. All right. So Otto takes a shot, and then these four Rackles just leap on him, and he kind of disappears under the clawing and biting.
As I'm being like clawed and stuff, he just here. Kill me! Fucking kill me!
His bloody arm.
In my fucking life. He's just screaming.
You're unconscious, and you have minor brain damage. So we'll
yeah. Get so back to it's that, that but a little bit less intelligent than.
Yeah, yeah, spitting and shouting. Okay, so I'm gonna remove Otto's from the order until he wakes up again.
So fucked.
So Belsa and Theron, I guess you two, you need to go now.
What is Lana's status right now?
I'm in long range with you guys, pretty much.
Yeah, you're all in the same range together, approaching.
I mean, fuck.
And I have 8 wounds right now out of 17.
I don't know what there's a way to say. I feel like JP's just dead. I don't know how we save him. I don't know how we save him. There are 4 Rackles on his body.
I mean, you can shoot him.
Shoot the Rackles?
We have to shoot the Rackles.
I killed one.
Fucking ass.
Actually, I killed 2, I think.
F it. All right, I pull out my blaster and I shoot.
There's one that's already wounded because I shot it once already.
Great. I'll focus on that one.
Can you aim and shoot in the same? Can you aim and shoot in the same round? That's what you should do.
Yes. Yeah.
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 I am about to shoot you in the head. I just want you to know it's gonna miss and kill you, and I will be.
He'll be put out of his misery.
Well, then let's cliffhanger on this roll. Let's
an honorable death, dude. He's
okay.
Get ready to roll the roll, and then we'll cliffhanger it.
All right. So the roll here is. He's technically an engaged target, so the difficulty at long range is 3 purple with 1 upgrade on the bad side.
Sure. That's black, or is that red?
It's just an upgrade, so you can just put in 3 purple, and upgrade, then when it says upgrade, 1 on the right-hand side.
All right. We'll take our break. We'll come back and see what happens.
There's no way.
I don't know how I get out of this alive. We might be rolling a new character. Yeah. It'll be fun. All right. We'll see you guys in just a bit. Jesus Christ. See you then.